This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How about this song coming back? Love it.
This is awesome. We did this in chorus in fifth grade. Heard it through the grapevine. Man, we did some cool songs. I had a cool chorus teacher, I think. Mrs. Hawk. Cool name, too.
Mrs. Hawk?
Mrs. Hawk.
She like Hawk to her?
Oh.
No.
Hey, now.
Sorry. I mean, I saw the moment.
Not as prominent as she was like a year ago at this time.
Yeah. I still can't believe the Mets had that gal throw out her first pitch. Uh-oh. As if she accomplished something.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. First pitch last year. But then here's the saddest part of it all. That team, who around that time in the summer, we were all making fun of.
Oh, man.
That team beat the Phillies in the playoffs. That's unbelievable. Hey, life advice with the hammer coming up in 10 minutes. We'll have some fun with that. Here's some advice for you. If you've got a son or daughter, get them to play sports. They can make millions of dollars. You know who's going to make millions of dollars? Not just Ben Davis's son. Tiger Woods' son.
Wow.
Yesterday shot a 66.
No way.
Like, and he's only 15. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to happen to the same level as Tiger? Don't know. Probably not.
Maybe.
But, like, maybe.
No.
Probably not. I mean, Tiger's, you know, one or two of all time, obviously. But
his kid
shot a 66 as a 15-year-old.
Beat all the top amateurs.
But Tiger did break 100 as a, what was it, a 5-year-old? I think he was 5-year-old when he broke 100. John, do you know that Tiger was on the Mike Douglas show when he was 3? Did you
know that,
Ben?
That's incredible.
He was 3 years old.
That's incredible with John Davidson. That was my favorite show at one point in time.
I don't know that one.
1979.
Okay.
And Tiger was on that too.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, Tiger, Mozart, the Hammer, phenoms.
You know, I used to try to kick him off the training table.
I can't. I can't.
You used to do what, John?
I just ignored it, Ben. The training
room
table.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, well, yeah.
Every day.
Because he was taking your, because you're a football
every
player.
Every day, we would go in there. And it wasn't just me. It was the other football guys. We'd be like, what sport does this guy play?
Get this clown out of here.
What sport is he in here for every single day? How did you get hurt playing golf?
Yeah.
And we're like, we got to get taped, man. We're in a hurry. We're coming from class. We got to get out to practice. We have to be taped. What are you doing taking up a table, man? Golfer, dude.
I mean, I don't blame you. But he was on his way to billions, and you know.
Good use of clown there. And like, then, let's get this clown out of here. Clown's great in that stuff.
Then the very next year in the Stanford Daily, you see this little article. Stanford's Tiger Woods gets paid $90 million by Nike.
Yes. And then, I wish I was on that table.
Yeah, yep. Why wasn't I nice to him last week?
That's right. And then Nike said, remember that advertising campaign, Hello World? And it was off and rolling for about 20 years. All right. Goddard, he's been rolling for, what, 7, 8 years with the Eagles? It continues on at least for one more. He talked yesterday about it was obviously a unique offseason. I mean, he'd never gone through anything like this. He talked about what went into the process, ultimately deciding he and the Eagles that they would remain aligned. What went into it? Here's what he said.
Possibilities of trades, possibility of cuts, things like that. You know, I kind of told my agent what I thought would be best for me, certain numbers that I wanted to have, things like that. And, you know, I hired my agent for a reason. I trusted his opinion on stuff, but I kind of told him what I thought I wanted. And, you know, he worked that out and got it done.
All right, so he sounded happy. It was a good day with the Goddard stuff. He sounds locked in and ready to go. One more thing I want to play for you. Cooper DeJean. So we spent a pretty good amount of time talking about Cooper DeJean today and what position he'll play. And Elliot was very clear, if you missed it, when he joined us last hour, that he expects Cooper DeJean to be the outside corner. But we'll see. He said something yesterday, kind of got my antenna up a little bit. Here's what he said about the positional possibilities for him with the Eagles in year two.
As you think about your career long-term, you want that chance to play on the outside?
I mean, I'll play wherever, to be honest. You know, wherever they put me on the football field, you know, I'll play there. As long as I'm out there, you know, I'll be ready to play no matter the position, whether it's corner, nickel, or safety.
Now, corner, nickel, safety. And what struck me?
Or safety. That struck me too, Joe.
Because here's the thing. Here's a possibility, not impossible, that the Eagles determine that Adoree Jackson is better than Makubo or Sidney Brown. And they say when the other team has two wide receivers, let's have Adoree Jackson as the outside corner and Cooper DeJean as the safety instead of Makubo.
Right.
Not impossible.
Adoree Jackson.
Right? Like possible.
Adoree Jackson, Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship, and Quinyon Mitchell are the best four DBs you have. So why not put them all on the field in your base at the same time?
It's just the fact that look, we know he did all this in college.
That's very unconventional.
So it is.
To take, but it can, you know, it's possible that you go that route.
It's not impossible. And the fact that he threw it in yesterday just struck me as a keep your antenna on that one.
Other teams will take their safety and move him into that nickel spot. Yeah. And we have been one of those.
Well,
teams
Tyron
before.
Matthew did it a lot. Malcolm did it a lot.
Malcolm, right.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well,
all right.
Doc did it.
Doc was all over the place. Life advice coming up in a few minutes. Reminder, Phillies games 2 today, 1 at 1:05. Christopher Sanchez with the ball. I mean, literally the ball, because you hope that ball at some point drills a Brave. And then Wheeler gets the second start. So the Phillies inverted the starting pitchers. As Ben told us earlier, normally the more veteran seasoned accomplished guy gets his call day game or night game when a doubleheader happens. And so I guess Wheeler must have picked game two, Sanchez game one. Rhea, do you think Sanchez throws at a Brave?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to leave it up to Sanchez. They may leave it up to Wheeler. I just have that feeling.
For who does it?
Yeah, for who does it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't know. You know, listen, I mean, Ben, do they ever take it upon themselves, pitchers?
No.
So that's been discussed already.
Yes. So it comes from the manager or team, clubhouse,
correct,
the Schwarbers, the Darren
Daltons? It's not like, it's Sanchez going to go out there the very first pitch and smoke Acuna in the ribs. Like, that's not going to happen.
The crowd would love it.
The crowd would love it.
Because you also have to alert the bullpen. Hey, bullpen guys, you might be needing to run in here.
It's not going to happen.
Urinating. Yeah. I might need you in a fight.
You can't make it obvious and make sure you're not going to, you know, you don't want to throw it in someone's ear.
Of course not. I would never advocate for that.
So those two things have to factor in, and also the score of the game.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, you're in first place. You want to keep it that way, and you want to play good sound baseball, and you can't get suspended. That's the other thing.
Okay. All right. A lot of factors to consider. I think the Phils get it done today, one way or the other. Don't know who, but I tend to think that there will be a drilling of some sort. And then
who's more likely to do the drilling, in your opinion, Ben? Is it the KG vet?
I think Wheeler will get it done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got to wait.
Even though you got to wait. Like, I mean, Sanchez gets first crack at it.
It doesn't even have to be today. They play the Braves a few more times. So
are you saying it's likely we have to wait and not, past
that's
today?
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, I'm complaining tomorrow if it hasn't happened today.
No, seriously, if Acuna's in the box, he's like, am I going to get this? Like, he might be on his heels a little
gotcha.
Bit.
Oh, gotcha.
Look at that. Serves a couple purposes.
Exactly.
And you're far less likely to get thrown out if you do it in the next series with the Braves than in this one. Exactly. Without a doubt.
I like working on their...
On
their unconscious mind.
I'm still going to complain tomorrow if they don't drill someone.
You're
today,
still going to complain regardless of anything.
No, I need a drilling. This is a drilling.
I need a drilling.
Not a beaning, because a beaning I think means head up, but this is a drilling. Let's go to Anthony in Williamstown. Anthony, what's up, bud?
Hey, happy Fridays. I just wanted to touch on the Hertz debate. And I'll tell you what, Joe, you need 2 minutes for instigating. You are just... And you know what you're doing. But here's the thing. I was like leaning towards he is elite, but now I'm kind of going the other way because you got me thinking. But the better question is, I think to a lot of people, is who cares, if he's elite or not? Terry Bradshaw wasn't elite. I'll take 4 rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So here's what I'll say. I largely agree with your point. Where I think it gets interesting is twofold. One is, at some point, the Eagles won't have this much talent. I'd actually already say they already don't have as much talent as last year. So how good the quarterback is does matter. And the other thing I'd say is the only two sustainable dynasties in the salary cap era, you're right to bring up Bradshaw. I believe there were 11. I believe it was 11 Hall of Famers on the Steelers. But the only two sustainable in the salary cap era have obviously been the Patriots and the Chiefs. And both had truly historic elite quarterbacks. So it does matter to sustain it at that level. And that's why we wonder, will they or won't they? And I do think the biggest factor will be whether Jalen Hurts does play at an elite level or not, for the next 5 to 7 years.
Right. That always fuels him. Like, I mean, I think he might be fine with, don't call me elite because I have to constantly prove myself. He's been doing
He's wired in a great way. For all the things I say sometimes that are on the negative side, I hope people realize I do say a lot on the positive side. He is wired in a way that I really admire. I don't think there's going to be any of that I accomplished this. I got this in my back pocket. I'll just put my feet up for the next couple of years. I don't think he's that at all.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No, we don't. We don't want that.
But you got it. So one point I was going to make when I was on the other side of the fence, though, the other debate you guys always talk about, and John touched on it, Nick Sirianni, is he a good coach? Is he a fraud? And, if that's the case, and all the offensive coordinators, heck, the fact that he could just, hey, what offense you got? Okay, I can make that work. I mean, that says a lot to him for him, too.
Well, here's what I'll say. Look, I think Sirianni's a very good coach, but it's similar to the Jalen. It's similar to the Jalen thing. I mean, when you have that much talent, around the whole team, is he truly exceptional or not? I mean, take Greg Popovich. Let's just use him as an example. The guy wins 50 or more games 17 straight year. I think it was 17 with Tim Duncan, many of those years with Ginobili and Parker, et cetera, et cetera. And then he doesn't have those guys. And then he can't win above 30 games for 5 straight years. So is he the best coach ever?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Or is he just an average guy that benefited from great players? I mean, there's no way to prove any of this.
Belichick without Brady.
Belichick without Brady is another example. It's part of what I thought made Joe Gibbs so exceptional, that he won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. That, to me, was one of the great coaching accomplishments ever in sports. But, you know, Anthony, we get in the mud on these issues and we kick them around. I mean, it's just, We discuss these topics because they're interesting.
No, and you guys do a great job. I enjoy it very much. It's
Thank
fun
you.
To listen to you guys. And also, John, use a straw, or maybe your dentist is trying to you know, make some more money off you. If you don't notice it, then you know you're good with it.
Yeah, could be trying to get your bleaching your teeth.
Well,
or whatever,
the part that stinks is like you gotta endure a lot more scraping when you've got more staining. You know, like that scraping part that's really annoying. I noticed it was a lot more
just
this time.
My ex-wife was a dental hygienist, and after the divorce, she still wanted me to come and get my teeth cleaned by her. And I go, no, thank you.
No.
And my advice, Anthony, go to PI Dental Center. They're the best in the business. Anthony, give me an answer, and I'm serious about that. They're great. Give me a pair of fictional coworkers.
I try to keep it out of sports shows, but I can't help myself. I got Ted Lasso and Beard.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I agree.
I like that.
I don't know that they'd be my favorite combo from that. I might go him and the boss. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I would too.
She's great.
She really is.
I mean, I've watched the dart scene probably 100 times.
Which one's the
dart
scene?
The one where he hustles her ex-husband, where he comes in and he's like, you know, I played on a dart team.
Don't
remember.
Anyway, don't remember.
Good scene.
Oh, I forgot I was left-handed.
Life advice with the hammer. It's something we do every single Thursday right around this time.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
Well,
I'm an idiot.
I don't know about all that, but life advice with the hammer brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, or any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to mhslift.com. First piece of advice before we get to the real advice. Chris Sanchez, sir, love you. Great pitcher. If you are listening as you drive to the ballpark, here's my advice. Drill them hard.
There you go.
Win, as Maximus was told by his guy, whatever that guy, you know, win the crowd. Win the crowd. Thank you, sir. All right, James, what does someone need help with?
All right.
Remember that guy died during the filming?
Yeah, he did.
Puxamo or something. Wasn't it really?
Yeah, and then they had like superimpose him. They had to use technology at the time.
There was
there was a
scene where he was computer generated way back before when they were doing computer generated scenes. And so, yeah, there was one of them in there that I always look for. And I'm not sure that I know the right scene.
Never knew that.
Yeah, he died during the filming. And they also had Carrie Fisher after she died, right? Wasn't she in one of the Star Wars?
Yeah.
But that was like 15 years later. Anyway, James, what does someone need help with today?
All right, we're going to help Potato out on Twitter.
Oh, for the love.
Potato. I mean, it just says Potato.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
could be Potato, but okay.
You're right. Is it potato or potato?
I'm really not right.
Age-old question. Who the hell says Potato? All right.
Yeah.
Potato.
People in Britain.
Yeah, I know. Potato says, my mother-in-law has had to temporarily move in with us.
Yeah, well, first off, divorce the wife, but go ahead.
And has a routine of shaving her legs in the kitchen.
My wife and I didn't know about.
It's scaring our kids, or excuse me, it's scarring our kids. How do I make it stop? She refuses to do it in the bathroom.
The mother-in-law not only moved into your house, but she's shaving her legs in your kitchen?
That's what Potato says.
The first thing I want to say is, Potato, I think you made this up. Okay? I think, Potato.
No one would stand for that.
I think you are just trying to get under my skin with such a ridiculous scenario. Here's what I'll say about this skin, meaning the
potato skin.
The old granny skin.
Oh, okay.
You got to talk to your wife, man. I mean, you got to tell her, like, this is not going to continue. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, hun. But we need to get the granny to hop into the bathroom for such activities. All jokes aside, I would leave it up to your daughter to hopefully fight that fight with her mom. I think that's the way to go. Now, if your wife doesn't take that on, then you got a problem. And then I would tell you.
You just take it on.
Let her do it first.
You give her the option, but if she's not going to do it, you have to do it. You got to talk to the mom-in-law and be like, hey, listen, like, this is my house. Yeah. We don't feel comfortable with this. Could you please do it in the bathroom? Like, you know, she's your mother-in-law. It's family.
Holy
you should be able to have a conversation.
Cow. I will
no
say.
No one should be comfortable no, with this. But,
I mean, you should feel free to say, whoa, mom-in-law.
I need a ruling from Rhea, because Rhea, this is before we all convened with the morning show.
Yes.
Richie, because I don't think he's got a right to talk here.
Okay.
6-7 years ago, we would be doing shows from the Williamstown ShopRite. And we love doing those programs. Yeah. John would floss.
No, you can't.
In a supermarket with regularity.
No, absolutely. You got to do that in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. You can do it in the bathroom at the ShopRite.
Right. And we would tell him and he would keep doing it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, bad form.
No, those things you got to.
He hasn't done it in a while.
Wait,
though.
Why are you bringing this up now?
Because you're
really
commenting on this situation. I'm saying, I don't think you have room to talk.
Personal hygiene belongs in the bathroom.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot.
That really was like 8 years ago.
It was.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, actions have consequences. We remember these things.
We.
You.
Would you ever written down your book?
Hold on a second. You do walk around here without shoes on.
The guy who
bites his toenails
after walking around with no shoes
and
on.
I mean, you have literally,
obviously figuratively many times, but you have literally put your foot in your mouth on this show before. No. Yes.
What?
What I do.
And
he has
shown us.
With that, life advice with the hammer.
I want to ask this lady, like, what the hell are you thinking?
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like it's crazy.
That's not good. That's not good. All right, not one but two for the Phils today, which is pretty cool. Boy, it'd be nice if they could bury the Braves in the NL East. Now, don't count the Braves out. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Yeah, it's a tough one to, you know. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. About driving in a Corvette to this song. I think that would work. Hey, have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArmandChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Which is better, Office Space or The Office? Rhea, which do you say is better?
Office Space.
Mr. Seltzer?
The Office. Both great.
Okay. Ben?
The Office.
Okay, I'm going to make it 2-2 with Office Space. John, which do you believe is better?
The Office.
That's a bummer of an answer.
John, the American one.
You hate when people don't agree with you.
That's okay. It's all right. I mean, I stand tall knowing that, you know, Copernicus, people didn't believe in him at first. Galileo, people didn't believe in him. Sometimes.
Just like him.
Your comparisons
you know?
Outrageous.
Those ones, honestly, they might be the most ridiculous of all. You comparing yourself to, like, Galileo.
It is what it is. You know, when Einstein said E equals MC squared, some people thought F equals MC squared.
Like,
people are wrong sometimes.
Really? Good to know.
Yes. And you know what F stood for? You. You, Seltzer, with your commentary today. Nonsense you're...
Wow.
How about off?
Wow.
All right, Mozart.
Oh, my God.
All right, John, how do you think people voted on which is better, Office Space or The Office?
Man, it's going to be close, but I think The Office is going to win out with 60%.
65% The Office. It does. All right, second poll question. Ranger, do you think he'll be on the Phils next season? John, how do you think people voted?
How much do we want him to be on, and how much does that affect the voting? I think everyone just assumes he's likely going to be gone. How was it worded?
Do you think Ranger will be on the Phillies team next season?
All right. I'm going to say 25% think yes.
So 34% think he will be. And I think those 34% don't realize how difficult it'll be for him to be back.
Yeah.
I don't really see the path. Ben, they're not going to go to a six-man like full-time, right?
No.
I really hope they don't, by the way, not for Philly's sake, baseball's sake. Like, I don't want the great pitchers to pitch at once every six.
Right. Like, I don't want Zach Wheeler getting 25 starts.
Right.
So Zach Wheeler won't allow it, so.
But I feel like in the next 15 years, Ben, it won't shock me if it happens.
It would not shock me. No way.
Mm-mm. Which will be disappointing.
It will be.
Yeah. Listen, the Phillies are a team that could do it. I mean, they could re-sign Ranger and go that route, but... You know, I don't want it for baseball's purposes, and it'll be really interesting to see if they trade him. So, Ben, would you think that if they traded him during this season to try to salvage the fact that they're going to lose him, likely, and try to get something while you can, do you think it would have to be for a major league player that can contribute to a team trying to win a title?
Yes.
100%. Can't trade him for a great prospect.
The time to win is now.
I know.
This is the window.
I'm just wondering because, you know, a great prospect is a great thing
to have.
Still
a prospect.
I know. Now, I think that would be extremely unlikely. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Sean in King of Prussia. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Great, Sean.
Hey, Ben Davis. What's up, brother?
How are you?
Hey, did you know there's a clothing line named after you?
I do. It's not named after me, but yes, there's a clothing line. Yes.
Name Mark Davis?
No, it's Ben Davis. No, it's actually pretty cool gear too. It's got a gorilla as its, I guess, mascot or whatever or logo.
Yeah, it's like work clothes. Kinda.
Yes, exactly.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Every time I hear you, I think of Ben Davis.
It's very popular. When I was out in San Diego, it was very popular, and they thought I had something to do with it, which I did not.
Mm-hmm.
If only, that's right?
Cool. If only, yeah.
Oh man, Joe, I got a question for you.
Sure.
When Saquon, when he was, you know, on the Giants, he was, you know, stuck on the Giants there.
Yep.
He was a good player. Was he elite in the NFL?
Well, some of the years he wasn't when he was injured. Some of the years I would say he was, but his eliteness didn't get to shine through as much. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I thought he did a great job that year they made the playoffs in 2022, but consider what he had. He had no offensive line, no quarterback, and no wide receivers. So a guy can be elite. There's a difference between productivity and actual quality of player. And, you know, I would tell you some of those years I do think he was elite, but because he was submerged, it did not look as such.
Well, if he spent his entire career on the Giants and played at the level he played at, which was great, I don't think he makes the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, listen, he still might not make the Hall of Fame. He clearly would not have made the Hall of Fame if he stayed with the Giants. He would not have risen... You know,
he wouldn't have like an elite, you know.
Well, he wouldn't have 2,000 yards in a season. We know that. I mean, he had the holy untrifecta. maybe even four. He had no line, no quarterback, no wide receivers, and perhaps horrendous coaching.
So he's elite now because he's got an offensive line and a great quarterback?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying his productivity has gone up. Now he also wasn't injured this past year. There were years he was injured, and that factors in.
Well, I mean, you got to admit, Sean.
If anything, I've proven today, I got a lot of logic in this brain.
I think you've proven today that you can be a lawyer because you have no shame and you have an answer for everything.
Great line.
By the way, Sean, I'll sell you a used car. Also, I got it. It's great. $150. No, I need more
than that.
That's
outstanding.
Sean, give me an answer. Best fictional pair of coworkers.
Hey, Jules and Vincent, that's a great answer, but come on, they murder people for a living. We can't really put too much in that. I'm going to go with these two coworkers. They kind of developed a little brother, big brother relationship. You know, they're always there for everybody. And in honor of the greatest sitcom of all time and the great George Wentz, we're going to go Sam Malone and Woody Boyd.
That's a wrong combo. That's a disappointing combo.
You think, Coach?
I think there's a lot of combos that could be better.
Well,
so
it has
I
to
would
be people
say
who work there.
Sam and Diane.
Yeah, Sam and Diane, I guess.
Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it would be. Yeah, I mean, that's what it should have been, Sam and Diane. All right, let's listen to Larry Anderson. To drill or not drill, Brave. L.A. was on yesterday with Spike, Ike, and the Oaf. And Which is a better nickname, Ben? Boban or the Oaf?
I think Boban.
I do like
the
Boban.
The Oaf caught me off guard. I got to admit.
All right.
Yeah, I wasn't quite as sure that you were talking about Jack when you said
I certainly
Oaf.
Wasn't talking about Ike, I'll tell you that. I know not to say that. So by process of elimination, it'd be Spike or Jack. But yeah, I was talking about Jack. L.A., to drill or not to drill? That is the question. He addressed it yesterday.
I assume you would have liked to have seen some sort of retaliation from the Phillies. Is that correct?
Yeah, at some point. It doesn't. When you play a team as many times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We play him. It doesn't have to be the next hitter, but I'd rather see it done right away, personally. But it's, it's just the game's different. It's changed, and that's not part of the game anymore, I guess. You don't have to protect your players anymore, which, I don't know. You used to try and protect your players as a pitcher, but now as many times as we've been low-bridged, and I'm not kidding, you got to throw it at somebody's head, but knock somebody down. Throw one in under their, under their armpit or something. Make them get out of the way. Make them move their feet. But, nobody even gets uncomfortable.
You know what would be a fascinating dynamic? And maybe, guys probably aren't going to comment on the record, current players, and we probably couldn't get them on the show. But it really would be interesting, Ben, to get, the generations together in a room sometime, even if it wasn't on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, I just want to hear your arguments. Old generation, Larry Anderson, Larry Boa, we know where you stand, but tell us, tell the young guys, and then young guys, tell the old guys, and just have a conversation to know, so Ben, what is the justification or the presentation, the argument by the younger guys on why they may not want to retaliate?
Well, I don't think there's anything saying that they don't want to retaliate.
Well, maybe this group, but a lot of groups don't.
Yeah,
I'll give you, for instance, our group here in Philly does not retaliate when a guy hits a homer and, struts his stuff.
Well, everyone does it now.
Yes.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's an example. They don't retaliate for that.
I don't think anyone really does. I mean, it's the antics that goes on now is just, it makes me want to throw up in my mouth at times. But I don't think the players have a chance to retaliate because of what Larry just said. No one throws inside anymore. No one buzzes the tower.
Right.
It doesn't happen. No one just says, you know what, I'm just going to. How about when Cole Hamels said years ago when he hit Bryce Harper? Yep. He said, why'd you hit him? I just wanted to hit him. it's like you don't see that happen anymore. It's like guys, it's just not the way the game is played. And I think it's a lot has to do with the amount of money that's in the game right now. And guys don't want to get hurt. They'd rather just brush it off and go about their business and make their money than to really tackle it head on.
Is it almost like I scratch your back, you scratch mine? Like, let's not endanger each other?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Interesting.
And that's also why a lot of these rules have been instituted. The play at the plate, the second base rule. All these
second base rule's garbage. Let me tell you this. I can get with the play at the plate rule a bit. I can understand. Like, if the guy who's the man on the moon has never seen baseball, sees the way baseball used to be played, and the sport that does not have collisions of that nature, at this one spot, a play at the plate, has like a football collision, I could understand someone saying, it doesn't really make sense. I can actually, I wasn't thrilled when they changed the rule after Posey got injured, but I can get with, it is a little bizarre that all of a sudden baseball turns into football. It is. But the one at second base, that's not football. No. That's just a good slide to make it difficult for the second baseman or shortstop to turn a double play.
I can feel uneasy. These guys are out there at second base, yawning, taking the throw and just throwing it. It's not. But the play at the plate, this works both ways. Yeah, I didn't like when I got bulldozed at home plate. Yeah, it was never fun, especially you get a throw from right field and you don't see it coming.
It is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It's really very dangerous.
If you have the guy that's that valuable, put him at first base. That's the way it is. But the other thing is, if I have a guy that's coming in and it's trying to do a head first slide in home plate, and it could be the game winner, I'm going to bury your ass. I can't do that anymore. You're taking that away from me. The whole goal of defense in any sport, no matter what sport you play, is to prevent the other team from scoring. And if that gives me an advantage where I can take that head first slide away, where you're going to slide in my shin guards and you're going to break your hand or your fingers, then I'm going to have that advantage. But now you're taking that away from me, so I'm going to give you a lane to slide. And then if you beat the throw, then you beat the throw, and you're going to be safe regardless. So all these things factor into it, you know?
They do. There's no question. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So the question today is whether Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback or not. Obviously, he's elite. But the more important question is Joe DiCamera a mediocre radio host or a bad radio host?
Well, I would not answer that question, sir. I appreciate the posing of the question. I would never put any
leading
label.
Leading question,
well, he only gave two choices. Yeah. But even if he gave exceptional or tremendous, I wouldn't answer that one either. But thank
holy hell. John, I think you're awesome. I love you, dude. Tom Brady, not as good as we think he is. The dude doesn't have enough fingers on his hand for all of his rings. One hand can't handle all of his rings. Like, come on, man. And I'm not a huge Brady fan, but the dude was phenomenal.
That's what we're talking about, our accomplishments, right?
Well, we're talking about how great you are, or were. Yeah. Okay.
Joe DiCamera, of all people, to advocate the beanball when it's not even an aesthetically pleasing play. I guess you've evolved more in football than you have in baseball, buddy. Time's yours.
Disagree.
Wow. Very funny.
No, here's
nice job.
No, funny, but here's why he's wrong. The most aesthetically pleasing play in baseball is the brawl. No one changes the channel during the brawl. I'm pro brawl. So in part, I'm pro-beaning because it can lead to a good brawl.
What sports fight has somebody change a channel where there's somebody's brawl?
I'm just saying, I advocate things that move in that direction.
I think the Phillies have to do it on the first inning because nobody's talking about, just say the Phillies don't throw at the Braves in the first inning of the first game. If I'm a Brave, I would throw at the Phillies again. That means everybody gets warning and the Phillies can't retaliate.
That's a valid point.
That is a really interesting point. He's not wrong. Like, if the Braves threw again, they would do warnings.
Yeah. All right. And with that,
valid point.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The you like time's that, yours though. Line. Yeah. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, Phillies, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You know what the brawl I enjoyed? When Hexie would fight, and he would fight a lot more than most goalies. But when he was old, and that one fight he's in where the mask comes off and everything's flying off. And, like, you see that he's bald. Like, you got, like, balding goalie.
Remember so that weird. Rant?
Balding goalie fighting other
goalies. Goalie fights were the best.
Oh, my God.
Goalie fights were the best.
But the best ever, I think, was when the St. Joe's Hawk fought the Rhode Island Ram.
Awesome.
And the Rhode Island Ram ripped off the St. Joe's Hawk head, and he kept flapping the wings.
So good.
He now had no wings, but because you have to keep flapping, he kept flapping the wings. You know, that guy gets a scholarship every year.
Yeah, full ride.
Full ride for being the Hawk.
And the biggest lats in the league.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Ken in Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So if there is a fight today, I hope Tommy Green's down there because I saw him in the Hall of Fame club the other night. And, oh, my God, I know what he's been doing in his retirement.
He is a workout fiend.
He is shredded.
Yeah, he's really a massive human being. And he can hit that golf ball. I mean, it's really something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I was a prove it to me. Jalen Hurts guy for the whole time that he's been here. But at some point, you just have to take the results for what the results are. And part of this discussion comes to, look, I would take Jalen Hurts over Lamar Jackson any day of the week. Lamar Jackson is Dak Prescott, basically, in terms of.
No, I don't think that's fair.
Well, the results are the results.
Talking playoffs, but I mean, Lamar has done a lot in this league. He's won two MVPs, and Dak Prescott hasn't sniffed one. So, you know.
Well, so Dak was second in MVP once.
Dak was?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2023 or whatever.
Paid $60 million a year.
Okay, but I mean, Lamar has done a lot.
I'm not Dak Prescott's agent or anything, but he's, you know, he throws for a lot of yards.
I don't think Dak is bad. I think he's pretty good. I'm just saying I think you're shortchanging Lamar was my point.
Well, the position has changed, Joe, and even that's
it has.
You know, and even when you look at some of those games last year where Jalen Hurts throws for 112 yards in a game, he makes every game, he makes four or five critical plays that determine the outcome of the game, regardless of what their passing game looks like. And there is no statistical difference between throwing for 22 touchdowns and running for another 15 and throwing 37 touchdown passes. There's no difference, you know, mathematically, score-wise, anything.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say, I'll just slide in, because you might
He's
be
correct.
Right, you might not.
Yeah, the points fact, are points, right?
The fact that Saquon can took the ball to the one-yard line 11 times, and then Saquon had a one-yard quarterback sneak, you know. Well,
but the offense is scoring points. But and Jalen is leading the offense to score points.
No, but Saquon led the offense.
How do you know that on those 11s, was it Saquon the whole drive down the field, or was it Saquon who got it to the one?
But if you ask me who led the offense last year, the offense ran through Saquon Barkley. I feel very confident of that.
You're not taking
into
account.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Every offense is led by the quarterback. Listen, who made the blitz calls?
Did Saquon make the decision where the ball went every snap?
Exactly. Like, this is crazy.
We disagree. All right, Ken, give me an answer. Hold on, Ken. I got to move. Best fictional pair of coworkers.
Maverick and Goose.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Great.
That is good answer. Jim in Philly. Jim, give me coworkers.
Clark Kent, Lois Lane.
Man.
Yeah, they are.
Holy cow.
Yeah, for sure.
Those
yes.
are some good.
Yes.
They definitely are.
Answers,
yes, they are.
You had to think about that,
yeah,
Joe?
I did. Well, I was just getting confused for a second. Daily Planet, absolutely. All right,
for a second you were confused?
Yeah. What was the name of the last caller?
Jim.
Okay. Wow, that's a big one. What are we going with here?
That's huge.
I'm inclined to go with
Lois Lane. We're both great.
Although, the Pulp Fiction
That was when I was coming in.
That's phenomenal.
Now, remind me, because I haven't seen it for a while. Who do they work for?
They're hitmen. They work for Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah.
So, if they're not filing a tax return.
Oh.
I mean, they're co-workers.
I'm just asking. Ben, if no tax return, are you co-workers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, those guys, Clark Kent, Lois.
It seems like you don't like it, though.
No, well, I don't like it as much as Clark and Lois.
I love Clark and Lois. I think I got to go with Jules.
Okay, 1-1. Ben, Clark and Lois or Jules and Vince?
Clark and Lois.
Okay, 2-1. Rhea?
Clark and Lois.
It's over.
I was going to vote for Jules and Vince.
Okay, Jim, you won it, bud. At the buzzer.
Like I'm partial to the name.
Like Chris Great Jenkins answers. With the 2016 Wildcats. At the buzzer. And what did Jay Wright say? I'll tell you exactly what he said. But he didn't say it as arrogantly as I do. Everyone have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Of course, afternoon baseball today after Joe and Hugh for about the next 2 hours. Coming up next on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.